100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu. Fall enrollment happening right now. It can change your life. We always like to start with somebody from the Kirtland family, and today we've got Dave Lepper, who is... Well, a man of many hats at Kirtland Community College, but primarily the director of the foundation and the scholarship program. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
You've got some folks in here who have built quite a scholarship program.
Absolutely. The fun part of my job at the foundation is that we get to meet really good people that want to help our students. And Terry and Charlotte Bloomquist are with me here, and I'd like to have them talk about their scholarship.
Good morning. Terry, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, JC. How are you?
Good. We've had you in before.
Sometimes.
How long ago did you establish your scholarship program?
This is really recent. This is the first year.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay.
And
talk about it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Charlotte and I have been thinking about ways to honor my wife, Kathy, who passed away in 97. And she was a nurse here at Grayling Mercy Hospital during the 70s. She was well-liked and liked her work. So we were trying to think of how do we perpetuate that and how do we memorialize that. And I came upon a local member of the community, whom we all know, and he had done the scholarship trip. I then was put on to Dave Lepper, and it's been an easy process, and I'm really happy. It's a win-win situation, win for the community and the young students in the community, and win for us to memorialize Kathy.
Yeah, that's I know a lot of these scholarships are based on that. Cheryl's is a memorial scholarship for her mom. So that's a great way. Since we're not donating our hearts to somebody, a way to enhance somebody's education and their own lives, especially in the medical field.
Right, this is a nursing scholarship.
I assume that.
I don't think we mentioned it.
Sorry, I didn't. Go ahead.
Nursing scholarship. Nope. We've had a daughter graduate from Grayling High School. She was qualified for many scholarships. They helped.
Yeah.
And our students need it.
No doubt about it. And the ladies and gentlemen that are graduating from the nursing program at Kirtland are going on to great things in high-paying careers.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to have a lot of people like the Bloomquist come forward to give us scholarships. We've tripled the number of scholarships in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to help a lot of students, a lot of them in nursing, which is great because that's one of our more premier programs. And the nice thing is what the Bloomquists are doing, they're putting so much money in, and the Kirtland Foundation is going to match with $5,000 to create
Wow.
an endowed scholarship. So it'll be there forever.
Yeah.
And we just found out who the first recipient is yesterday, so we'll get to introduce them to the first recipient next week.
Oh, I wanted the big reveal now. Come on.
She doesn't even know yet.
No. Wow. Well, that would have been awesome. What am I doing here? I know we have you in a lot talking about scholarships, talking about the foundation, but it's equally important to get that word out because I know a number of the scholarships last year went unused.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've increased our marketing with the prospective students, always telling them, your odds are really good at getting a scholarship, but you need to apply.
Right.
So we just awarded 67 scholarships for the fall, which is triple. And then in the fall, we'll offer up more scholarships for the winter semester.
For the winter semester, yeah.
Yep.
And it's very easy to navigate that when you go to kirtland.edu, Dave. Tell our listeners, both the parents and maybe the kids that are listening, how that process works.
Well, first, go to our website at kirtland.edu/foundation/scholarships. It's a very easy process. It includes 3 essay questions, a couple letters of reference, and some general information. So it takes maybe an hour to do, and you could get anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per scholarship per semester.
Right. Also, when you go to kirtland.edu or get one of the advisors on the phone when you start talking about your area of interest. They will also inform you of the possibility. Well, we do have some scholarships in this area. Or maybe it's something, maybe you don't know what you want to do with your education yet, and you find something that, well, there's some money here available. Maybe I'll check that out and see where it takes me.
Yeah, my motto or theme has always been, don't let money be an obstacle for you to go get your education, to get your dream jobs or whatever, because we do have funding available.
Right, and especially with what's going on with the state, if you're somebody that's coming back into the educational system as opposed to somebody that's graduated from high school, there's a lot of dollars coming from the state of Michigan. If you're a veteran, there's federal dollars. So, and Kirtland has streamlined those processes.
And what's really going to be fun coming up here in September, we're opening our new building.
Right.
And all of our programs are all going to be in one location now in Grayling. In fact, we're going to have a ribbon cutting on September 10th and an open house on September 11th. So we invite everybody to come see our new facilities that we just added.
I'm sure we'll be ramping up to that, and I'm sure we'll be broadcasting live from
Absolutely.
There as well. What else you got? Oh, this is the garage sale. All right. God, hurry up. I've got things to do.
I know. Well, as you know, Wayne Copa, who's been on here many times.
Who?
Wayne Copa.
Never heard of him.
He's
the perpetual
been,
citizen of the year here in Grayling God knows how long.
He's amazing. Well, the garage sale's tomorrow and Sunday.
Right.
All the money raised through that is going to create a new scholarship at Kirtland, and we're going to match the foundation with $5,000. So it's a great thing. We're going to create another one for Grayling High School students.
Right. So, and that's taking place at the athletic fields.
Yes, the sports complex, Fairgrounds Exhibit Building.
Right.
Right on Fairground Lane.
Yeah, right out at 72 and 93. So,
yep.
If you're looking for a way to find some, I know that Wayne focused on getting good stuff there. This is not going to be trinkets and trash.
Right.
So buy a couple of things that you might need or will enhance your house or your whatever you've got going on, and it's all going to a wonderful cause.
Absolutely. And it's on Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 11 to 3:30.
There you go. Terry, Charlotte, anything else to say?
No, but thank you for the opportunity.
No, well, thanks for stopping by.
No, and do stop at the garage sale. I've been volunteering there, and there's a lot of stuff.
Thank you very much. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, a Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And a delicious breakfast was eaten by me in the car on the way down here from Iron Pig Smoke. Welcome back to Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio with Elaine Hansen from Michigan Works. Haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, we were in a kind of a lockdown mode for the last 15 months.
Well, I know, especially working with in the state offices and things like that, they were ultra careful. So
very much so.
Everything working Zoom. We need Michigan to go back to work. So
we do.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to start by letting people know that our offices did open this week. We are
All across the state.
Well, our office in Grayling in Northeast Michigan, ours did.
Okay.
So they can come to our office. The doors are locked, so they're going to have to ring the doorbell. They're going to have to get buzzed in.
Okay.
Because we do have limited capacity, so we are abiding by those protocols.
Okay.
And then folks are going to, when they come in, they're going to have to, you know, go by what are the protocols that we have set for.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got those in place.
But we have a lot of jobs available.
We have so many jobs available, JC. It's unreal.
Yeah.
So our phones are, you know, in the beginning of COVID, they were ringing off the hook for unemployment calls.
Right.
You know, people needing help with those questions and help. Now we've got employers calling, like, where's some people?
We need help.
Where's our
help.
Staff?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are, you know, job posting. We're getting ready for a job fair.
Okay.
That is coming up June 29th. And the idea, it's going to be a drive-through job fair. So folks will come, they'll bring one copy of their resume.
Uh-huh.
And we will have a list of jobs available that they will select their interest in.
Okay.
So once they check off all these the interested jobs that they want to apply for, we do the rest for them.
Right.
So they're going to come June 29th between 1 and 3 at the City Pavilion.
All right.
And we'll have lots of outreach, signage for folks.
Well, I'm sure we'll have you in again next week to make sure that people know about the NEL.
I would love to come back.
And, yeah, come
and
back.
Just really get the word out.
Yeah.
And, you know, encourage folks to get out there and apply. And
I know that things are going to change very quickly now with unemployment benefits and things like that because people have to get back to work. Mm-hmm. I know the governor just announced they've moved down to the lowest level of coronavirus protections and things like that. So, and the economy needs to get back to work.
Yeah, you know, we're struggling with some businesses that we've heard. Just they've had to close their hours.
Oh yeah,
they've had to close days.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's they've really been struggling during these last.
Yeah, they can't burn the people that are working out. I mean, you know, it's difficult. I know. Hey, one of the biggest segments of what we do right now is businesses running help wanted ads for individually. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, definitely turn of the tables. We used to have more job seekers than jobs, you know.
Yeah.
So it definitely turned. But I definitely wanted to make sure that people did know about that job fair.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully we get a great turnout. We tried this in April here in Grayling. It was really a slow turnout. We didn't have very many people.
Yeah.
But... You know, no.
I don't. You didn't tell us to tell people. I don't remember.
We told the world.
Did we? Well, not on the radio.
No, we did not. Well, that's when I was under a little, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Order, so.
Yeah.
But I did want to. If people are, you know, getting ready to go back to work, we have phenomenal staff at Michigan Works
right.
who are writing resumes. So I mean, people can walk away with a really, really sharp, professional-looking resume.
Uh huh.
So they are welcome to call Michigan Works. Or stop in and get some help and get that resume, you know, tuned up.
What's the phone number for the office here, Elaine?
It is 348-8709.
348-8709 for Michigan Works right here in Grayling. Anything else, Elaine?
Yeah, so classroom training dollars. You know, we've got a good amount in that bucket. So if folks want to go back to school and learn maybe a second career.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's short-term training available for like law enforcement, for truck drivers, for medical assistants. There's a host of different training opportunities that our funding will cover.
That's great news.
Yeah. So really, if you're learning or want to learn
learn a new skill, right?
Yeah. By all means, please call us or stop in. And then I do want to share something that was pretty positive during our shutdown. We were able to host virtual alcohol server training, which is a state certification.
Uh-huh.
So what we did is we partnered with Catholic Social Services, and we were able to deliver that to employers free of charge.
Cool.
Yeah, so we did that virtually, and we did all the work. We dropped off the materials, we picked the tests up when the people were done with them. So it was a really great opportunity. And to date, we've trained over 100 people in the area.
Wow.
To get that state certification.
That's good. So, hopefully they're all working.
Well, most of them are because they were working and had to get the certification.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, so that was a good thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I did want to touch on, for new hires for employers, we do have the on-the-job training reimbursement dollars. So new hires coming onto a company, we can reimburse wages up to 50%. So usually it averages out to be about the first 3 months when someone is newly hired.
Right.
So it's a great program. And not only does the employer benefit, there's also supportive services dollars if they're available for the participant.
Yeah. No, so we've taken advantage of that plan.
Yeah. So that could mean for the participant, you know, gas mileage,
right.
Clothing assistance, you know, those types of things, whatever they need to get job ready.
Yeah. Michigan Works is there to support both the prospective employees and employers alike.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
One more time, the phone number, Elaine.
It is 348-8709.
All right. Elaine Hansen from Michigan Works. Thanks for joining us on Northern
Focus.
Thank you so much. All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, along with a delicious breakfast from Iron Pig Smoke.
I feel normal again, Jason.
Thank you. Good to see you. We're back here on Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And in the studio with me is my favorite guest, year in, year out, week in, month out, Terry Toddy is here from Mount Hope Lutheran Church. And we have another food truck coming in.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It starts, we say tentatively estimated starting time 11 o'clock. Last time when we had the truck.
We started really early.
Well, no, we had it 11, but what happens is you get all that frozen food and you don't want it to set there.
Right.
So this time we set estimated starting time. So if it's on load and ready to roll, we're ready to roll at 9:30. It don't matter.
Wow. So we're telling people that they can come as early as 9:30 and yep. start to line up.
Right.
And the food trucks that I've worked on, the last couple that we've had here, have had an amazing assortment of foods.
Oh, that's why we don't want to leave it set. Because
yeah.
we even found some frozen lobster.
You had smoked salmon and
Everything.
My God, scallops and, yeah. and beef short ribs. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because we buy that truck in. Our
right.
church pays for that truck to come in. So we get what you call the cream of the crop.
Yeah. So the only requirement for you to receive a parcel of food
right.
is to be a Crawford County resident. Yeah.
Yes, and we will. They don't have to get other cars. It's
nope.
still a drive-through, so
mm-hmm.
our people will put it in.
Yeah. So you just drive up, and the assistants, the lovely volunteers that will help at Mount Hope Lutheran Church, will box it up for you, put it in your trunk right. or in the side of your car.
Right.
You will allow one extra family. So if somebody
well,
can, what are we going to do?
A little bit different this
okay.
time. They've got a little piece of paper. They're going to put their name, address, how many's in the family. And each family, if they're picking up for three families, they have to fill out three of those little forms.
Okay.
That's coming through from the food bank now.
Right, okay.
We have to do it that way, which is not a thing. It doesn't matter. If you're picking up for extra, fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like having a free grocery stop
yeah.
happening right over at Mount right. Hope Lutheran
right.
Church.
Right.
So you can start lining up as early as 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had people there last time at 7:30, and, you know,
yeah.
that's up to them if they want to sit in their car or not. We don't do anything until that food truck pulls in.
So how do you sit for volunteers and assistants?
We are pretty well situated
okay.
for volunteers. They've been coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And we have people helping from that are parents of the kids that are at our daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of parents
that's
coming
good.
In
Remember, your daycare girl's got to come in here now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. She won two awards last night.
Really?
Yes, at the chamber.
At the chamber, good.
Selena, yep, they won two awards, so we're thrilled to death.
Fantastic.
We keep kidding her. We're going to build on for.
Well, I know that they're still looking for assistance
yeah,
at the daycare for summer.
Right.
So if you're a teacher and you're off and you want to continue to work with kids, we'll have Selena in next week. Let's
okay.
get her in next week.
Okay.
Okay.
And they are still following all the virus stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's
beautiful. A safe environment. Yeah, we didn't have any outbreaks there. It's been great.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
We shut her down for 2 days because we thought we had a parent that came in that had been exposed. Shut her down for 2 days, cleaned the whole thing, right back in rolling.
Wonderful. So. All right, that's tomorrow morning at Mount Hope Lutheran Church, right down from Grayling High School. Start lining up at 9 o'clock, and you'll get your groceries taken
right.
care of for
you
the next week
to
or
do
two.
Anything.
Yeah, not a thing.
No.
Drive your car over.
Right.
All right, Terry, thank you so much,
thank
dear.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and a delicious breakfast delivered by Iron.
Find them at kpstaffadvances.com, Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
All right, we are back here on Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, and I'm joined on the phone by General Jack Bergman, our congressman here in the 1st District, who has always been able to join us here on Northern Focus. Good morning, General. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Jerry. How are you doing?
Well, it's been beautiful weather here in northern Michigan. Glad to have you back. How long are you going to be in your district before you head back to Washington?
Well, this is really kind of a short weekend. I literally left Washington, D.C. yesterday mid-afternoon, got home to Waters Meet last night, and I'll be here. I'm doing a UP honor flight golf fundraiser over in Iron Mountain tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be over there with a bunch of veterans, and we're going to play a game called Beat the General, and where I play one hole, one par three the entire day. We'll have some fun with it. It gives me a chance to greet everybody that's there to support this outing rather than, you know, just playing in a foursome and only getting to know the people you're with.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. By the end of the day, you should be hitting that shot pretty close to the pin.
Well, you know, the point is my golf game is consistent. It's whipped cream and chicken manure. So, you know, it depends. Each shot will be unique.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine you get that much time to play golf with all the duties that you have for our district here in northern Michigan and the UP. What is going on in Washington, especially in regards to how we view things here in northern Michigan? Like, are we going to get people back to work?
Well, you know, things actually are, let's face it, when you put pressure on leadership or on the bureaucracy, sometimes you have to keep the pressure up, just like we've had here in the state of Michigan with pressuring Lansing and pressuring the governor to kind of, hey, you know, let's get back to work.
Right.
And we've been doing the same thing. When I say we, it's more the Republican side of the House in Washington, D.C., in that let's get back into the meeting rooms, the conference rooms. Everybody, you know, it's safe. People have been vaccinated, those who choose to be vaccinated, you know, have been. We've been pushing the Democrat leadership, or lack thereof. I mean, it just is what it is. We are slowly getting back to some normal committee work, although we're a long way. We have too many of our colleagues have just decided to stay home in their districts, mainly. Yeah, let's just say West Coast. I know it's a long flight, but hell, I have to take two flights from D.C. in a two-hour drive. So I don't accept any whining from people from California or the state of Washington or Oregon.
Right.
So anyway, you know, we've got some things on the horizon. The National Defense Authorization Act, which is an annual thing that I get involved with because of my membership on the Armed Services Committee, but because of the president's budget was delayed, we're not going to be, we normally have it done by now, but we're not going to do that until, looks like, right the week before Labor Day. We're going to, the committee will be called back to D.C. to actually do the markup and do the negotiating on the annual defense bill.
General Jack Bergman joining us here on Northern Focus. Jack, you told me of a plan that was floated. This is back, like, I think in October of last year, that whenever I tell anybody else about it, they say, it, you know, that would have been the smartest thing to do, which is instead of putting all this money into the unemployment system, give it to small businesses so they can pay a better wage to the people that are sitting on the sidelines. I know one of the biggest Democratic focuses is to, you know, to raise the minimum wage to, what, $18 or $20? This seems to me like a perfect plan. Have you seen any more movement on something like this?
Well, the short answer, unfortunately, is no, and I'll tell you why. Republicans, conservatives are going to tend to look at the big picture and what needs to be done.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in other words, if we're going to inject money into the economy, as you and I talked about before and you just articulated, inject the money into the businesses so they can pay the better wage because
right.
They've been shut down. Okay.
Yeah.
The other side, Nancy Pelosi and her ilk, wants to tell you how to do it. And that's where we differ. Because, you know, small business owners, they have their business model. They don't want the government telling them how to run their lives, how to do their business. They're appreciative of help when they need it. And I think we did some good things there on the front end of COVID.
Absolutely, saved our business.
But that's it. Yeah, it's just a different philosophy. And the old saying is, my wife and I have this discussion on a frequent basis, and I'm sure some others do. I say, honey, I love you. Tell me what you want done. Give me my assignments, but If I got questions, I'll ask.
Don't tell me how to do it. I will get it done.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it just seems so, you know, even like our governor here in the state of Michigan is looking at tax revenues and understanding that we got to do something now. We've got to get people back to work. We've got to get more of the economy moving so taxes are paid. And but I don't know what is going to happen or what initiatives are going to get pushed through, you know, it's going to have to be a bipartisan effort, correct?
Well, it does. I mean, any good policy and any good legislation is bipartisan, and it involves compromise.
Right.
I was in business for decades, and any good business deal is negotiated, and everybody gives a little
right
to get to a good middle ground. And too many people today, and I'm not laying blame, but compromise is not something that sells newspapers or sells TV ads. You know, it has to be us versus them in order to get the attention. And that's not the way that good government works.
No. I mean, the late Senator John McCain was a perfect example of that. The best things that get done with this government are done by both parties. And I can't imagine where this tipping point will come, where Democrats and Republicans will go, forget about the stances and, you know, the press conferences. We've got to do what's right for the American people.
Well, absolutely. And what might be right in Michigan may not fit in Florida or Arizona. And that's the beauty of the state's rights and the founders' vision of the state's ability to control the vast majority of its outcomes.
We're always glad to have you on, General Jack Bergman. So tell us a little bit about what you've been focused on or some good news that you have for us here in northern Michigan.
Well, the good news is, especially for veterans, we're introducing some new bills that are going to enable, number one, families of veterans to get some assistance through the VA, outside of the veteran themselves. Number two, we just literally had a bipartisan meeting the other day there's a caucus I'm involved with, the Four Country Caucus. We're all veterans, Democrat and Republican, but the widespread challenges with exposure to toxic materials that veterans have gone through around the world. I was Vietnam, so I know I got Agent Orange in my system, so many of my friends. But there is good news on the horizon for veterans all across that spectrum. And the better news is that for the people of northern Michigan, there's been what it's called RDOF funding, but the bottom line is it's money for rural broadband. I had a great. I formed a rural broadband advisory committee that's specific to the first district, both above the bridge and below the bridge. So there is money coming in to that sector. So our citizens who still don't have good connectivity are going to get it sooner rather than later. But the bottom line is, we're in Michigan. Get away from your devices and get out and enjoy the beautiful weather.
One last thing, Jack. I know that there was a whole hullabaloo about a month ago or so where the governor here said she was going to shut down Line 5, and even her old compatriot, Jennifer Granholm, said, you have no purview here. This is a federal contract. Any updates on what's happening there?
No, Line 5 is still running, and there's some talk, and it's just talk. Line 5 is safe. It's being kept safe by all the inspections that go on at the all the time. And
right, I know a diver that does it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Has Enbridge come up with a real plan? I know the talk is to replace it or to sleeve it. Has that been finalized?
Well, Enbridge has already presented the plan to Michigan. They're gonna dig the tunnel.
Uh huh.
I mean, they are, because they, for the last year, they were doing all the, if you will, the soil borings down into the bedrock below the straits.
Uh huh.
To make sure that when, and by the way, tunnel boring is not new. That's literally old science, if you will, or old construction
technology.
Techniques.
Yeah, right.
But the point is, Enbridge is moving forward with the tunnel, and it's going to be that it's going to be large enough where you can put the whatever pipelines, whatever fluids you're going to put through it, and also large enough to be down there and inspect it.
Right.
So you could expecting it from the inside.
Right.
So it's I mean, it's as safe can be.
Yep. General Jack Bergman from the first congressional district here in Northern Michigan. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. I want to give a personal thanks to you. I know that you gave us some advertising that talks about what some of the things that your office can do, and you are helping our business out with some other stuff with the SBA, and I want to thank you personally for that assistance.
Well, you know, our honor, and that's what we do, Jerry, but it's if anybody needs any help, it's at bergman.house.gov. Reach out to us. The office below the bridges in Traverse City. We are doing it every day, and I'm so proud of my staff because they do a great job.
Yeah, well, thank you, and kudos to the staff, and we'll have you on again. Happy Father's Day and happy Grandfather's Day to you, General.
Well, thank you, and same to you. And my oldest daughter's 50th birthday is on Father's Day, and she was born on Father's Day 50 years ago. So it's a big Father's Day for me.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivering a delicious breakfast.
Right, I would have just hung up.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio on the phone with Crystal Fluette and Jabo Billman, who will be performing together tomorrow for the first time at Petoskey's Odawa Casino. Have the nerves set in yet, Crystal?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry to get alleviated.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I was going to say, I have been nervous the entire time, and I was able to go to band rehearsal on Tuesday and made me feel so much better.
Well, so. if the guitar doesn't work, you can always just grab a tambourine.
You know, yeah. I am surrounded by all of these awesome dudes who know how to play the instruments, so I'm just kind of there just for fun.
Well, I know Jabo isn't looking at it for fun because he is your guitar teacher.
This is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
she's doing great. She's doing great. I mean, we did the rehearsal the other day, and I think Crystal feels 100% better. And I was watching what she was doing. And it was fine.
Fine. Well, let's just say the entertainment value will be tremendous.
Yeah, because we still haven't set our sights on exactly what Crystal is going to, what her outfit is going to be set. I don't think that's been
yet. I'm bringing multiple options.
Smart. Yeah, that's always a good way to go.
I think whatever your husband gives the thumbs up to is what you should wear.
he has approved them all.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it's going to be great. The show is free. It's happening tomorrow at Odawa Casino in Petoskey. I'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 8. And registering people to have a meet and greet with Jabo, Crystal, and Michelle Chouinard, who is going to be opening the show. And then Jabo is going to be on full display with all the new songs that are really fantastic, Jabo. I know you got to be excited about, you know, flashing these out live.
Yeah, man, this will be our first shot on most of the new stuff, so I'm very happy. They've been sounding great in rehearsal, and it's, you know, like you and I have talked about before, they take on their own life when you start to play them live, and so beginnings and endings are different, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait for people to get a chance to hear this stuff live.
And so where do you have Crystal slotted? I mean, is she right in the middle, or is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. She's in the bottom third, I'd say.
Bottom third.
I wanted to give her a chance to get a couple of beverages, to watch the show, just relax. You know, it's like, okay, we're opening the show. Crystal, come on up.
Crystal, go!
Exactly. All right.
Take that solo now.
We're gonna ease right into it. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, she's about like I say, bottom third of the show. So
yeah, it's gonna be awesome. I'm looking forward to it, and I know Crystal is looking forward to having it over.
Listen, from last Friday to this Friday, I'm much more looking forward to it than I'm looking forward to it to being over. But
oh, good.
I mean, it's gonna be so much fun, and I'm excited to be. Like in the latter half of the show, because I mean, I want to fangirl and watch the show too. So. Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely. All right. And then, Jabo, since we have you on the phone, we've got our next Michigan Music Live coming up this coming Thursday.
Yeah. Yep. This Thursday at Union Street Station. The whole thing has changed as far as because we used to do it on Sunday, so the day has changed. There should be a full crowd of people in there. It's going to be from 9 to 11. First band is Stay Fast. They are a super cool kind of like, I really like their stuff. I would call it sort of like pop punk almost.
Can you say really their name cool. again? You got a little blurb there, Jabo. Who's the first band?
Yeah, Stay Fast. And like I say, yeah, they are kind of a new band on the scene up here, and they haven't been playing out a ton. They've just been getting their record done, and I'm really happy with it. So they are going to go on at 9 o'clock, play from 9 to 9:50. Then, of course, we've got Medicinal Groove coming on after those guys. They're kind of like a funk, sort of pop-funk jam band, super cool bunch of guys, and they are also fantastic. So the show is really going to be great, 9 o'clock. At Union Street Station, and of course, the live stream is also going to start at 9, and you can find all the information at q100-fm.com.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I will be there as well, and cool. Glad to be having Michigan Music Live back in our arsenal and back at Union Street. So lots of live music coming back. That's what we love here at Q100, and it's Jabo's lifeblood.
Yeah, indeed. I'm so happy that things are opening. No masks anywhere. It's all good. And in fact, I heard, if I'm not mistaken, you probably know this better than me, JC, that Whitmer was opening everything up on Tuesday. Like
that's right.
100% capacity.
Full so, blown. Yeah, we're yeah. good. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. On, okay, Crystal, thanks for putting this together. And we will see you all tomorrow night at Odawa Casino in Petoskey.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. On the phone with me is Carolyn Pinza from the Pink Fund. She is the program manager and patient navigator for the Pink Fund. And Carolyn, we've been so happy to be talking about the Pink Fund. As you know, we've had breast cancer issues right in our own family. We know how prevalent it is out there. And so the Pink Fund is giving serious benefit to those who are struggling with their bills because of their medical bills.
We're happy that you've decided to talk with us and share our message. We have helped a lot of women. We started in Michigan, and now we're national. I'm pleased to say that this month we've just passed the $5 million mark in direct bill payment for breast cancer patients in active treatment.
Yeah, I mean, that's a staggering amount, and kudos to you and the Pink Fund. Tell our listeners about what the Pink Fund can provide for those struggling with breast cancer.
So what we do is we pay non-medical bills directly to their creditors, paying for things like housing, so rent or mortgage, transportation, so car payment, car insurance, utility bills, anything from your phone to your internet, your gas, your propane, and we also pay health insurance premiums.
We were talking off air. Why don't you tell our listeners how they go through your website and apply for those benefits?
So it's pretty easy. You just go to pinkfund.org and click on the Get Help button, and then you go down and answer the pre-qualifying questions to make sure that you're eligible before you go through the application process. So people that were working when they were diagnosed They have lost working income because of their diagnosis. If you're already on Social Security disability, you do not qualify.
Okay.
If you have not lost working income, you do not qualify. And if you make over 500% of the federal poverty limit for your household size, you do not qualify.
Okay. That's pretty clear. And when you answer those questions on the website, you'll have a great idea whether you do qualify or not.
Absolutely. And if you do qualify, then you'll be given access to our paper application, which you print out and complete that. There's a couple of things that you have to have done by your doctor, one thing from your employer. And it's a fair amount of documentation, but we give a lot of help. We pay about $3,000 to help with people's bills.
As you well know, Carolyn, it is when somebody in your family, whether it's yourself, you're the woman that's going through it, or a husband, or whoever else your circle of family or support is, how much stress you're under during treatment, trying to pay those medical expenses, and then you've got all your other daily expenses. So this is such a well-thought-out program, and kudos to you. I love that you started in Michigan, and now it's been able to spread nationally.
Yeah, thank you. We've been national since 2012, when Ford Motor Company and the Ford Warriors in Pink picked us up as a partner. Yeah, the most often comment that I get when people tell us thank you is that they can finally breathe again, or they can sleep at night because they don't have to worry about their bill.
Yeah. Just takes that whole aspect of stress off of their plate and allows them to focus on getting healthy. And the website address, Carolyn, is what?
It's pinkfund, PINKFUND.org.
All right. Carolyn Pinza from the pinkfund.org. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and bless you and everybody at the Pink Fund for all the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you so much, and thank you for helping get the word out about us.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig's Smokehouse, delivering a delicious breakfast.